Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 78, The Bastard Reaction, Part 2.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Okay, Alex, you can choose which topic we talk about now. We've got video games, we got music, and we got anime.
Well, you know I'm going for video games.
All right.
That's my shit.
I know that's your shit. I've been watching your show, right?
Why are you talking about Alex's shit?
Hey, I brought it up. He's just putting it back.
That's his shit.
Yeah.
Are we really in Cleveland right now, you know, talking about the Browns?
We are.
Going to the Super Bowl? Come on.
The Browns.
The Browns.
And now we've got a little trumpet.
Moving on. What?
Attempting to move on.
Dude, look at how bad it's snowing right now.
Holy shit. I think we're getting what you're getting right now.
Yeah, and it's not letting up over here. If anything, it's gotten heavier.
We're gonna go to work tonight.
Okay, should we talk about video games?
Yes, that is my decision.
Yes, all right.
I'll be back.
Okay.
I need to see the score.
Okay. What are some titles? Let's start with Nintendo and the Wii. What are some titles that have stood out for you this year?
That came out this year?
Yes.
On the Wii?
Yeah.
Galaxy 2.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
Which fantastic. Actually, I didn't get it. I haven't played that one because I had not played the first one. I was like, well, you know what? It's in the house. I should play that before I play the sequel, even though it's not like a sequel.
Right.
So I ended up playing Super Mario Galaxy through to the end. But then by the time I was done, Galaxy 2 was out, and I was like, ugh, I can't play another one of these right now. So... yeah, because I didn't want to, I don't know, I was like, all right, I need a break from Mario, and I'll come back to it later, and I never got back to it.
Yeah.
So I never played the second one.
Okay.
I did play
Metroid Other M.
Which is really good. I wouldn't say it was, like, the best Metroid ever made, you know, that undergoes the Super Metroid, but...
yeah, definitely. Super Metroid is easily the best Metroid game, but... Metroid Other M was, I thought it was, they did a pretty decent job, with the transition to, you know, 3D side-scroller, 3D third-person, whatever.
Yeah.
I thought they did a pretty good job with that, though it's a little jarring going into first-person mode to shoot missiles and stuff.
I couldn't agree more. I had so much issue with trying to do that. Like, I would die every time I had to go into first-person mode.
Really? Yeah, it took me a little while to get used to, but once I got used to it, it wasn't so bad for me. Mm-hmm. And the storyline was...
it was okay.
It was all right. But, you know, fun fact for anyone who doesn't know already, Other M takes place immediately following the events of Super Metroid.
Yep.
Because Metroid games, they don't so much come out in succession. Like, the timeline is all fucked up.
Yeah.
Except for the Prime series. The Prime series is 1, 2, 3. They all take place in succession.
Correct.
But yeah, I don't know. Other M was goodish. I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was phenomenal, but I definitely did not regret playing it.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anything else that I played for the Wii that came out this year.
Okay, how about Tatsunoko versus Capcom?
I didn't buy that one because every time I buy a fighting game, which I love fighting games, they get played for like 2 weeks and then put away because nobody ever wants to play them with me.
Right.
So I didn't buy that. I didn't rent it. I never even got a chance to play it. Well, I'm assuming you did.
Oh, I think it was one of the best Wii titles to come out. I loved the style of it. I'm a big fan of, like, the Tatsunoko properties. Like, I know of Yatterman and Kasher and Sins, and being able to see, like, these famous anime characters beat the crap out of Capcom characters was just, like, a dream of mine to see.
It's very gratifying.
Yeah. And the way they did it was a great job. Now, granted, the one issue I did have with it was it was in Japanese, and they didn't put subtitles in the American version.
Oh.
So you couldn't understand what they were saying.
Well, that's kind of obnoxious that they wouldn't give you the option.
Yeah.
Something that I do on, like, Street Fighter 4 is I put... It's actually a function that I really, really appreciate, is you can change the language for each character. So I keep all the foreign characters, all the Asian characters, I keep them in Japanese.
Yeah.
And then I turn, like, Ken and, you know, Cody and stuff like that, I put them in English.
Yeah, I enjoy that feature too, because it makes it seem more natural.
Yeah, because I don't want to hear Akuma or, you know, Sagat saying, like, I'm going to crush you, or I'm the meaning. No, I want to hear... I'm pretty sure I just offended all of Asia. But that's what I want to hear, because that's what should be coming out of their mouths.
Yeah, right? I agree.
Ken is like, no, you need to speak in American. Anyway, so that's all.
Okay, how about Sonic Colors? Probably the best Sonic game to come out in over 10 years.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. Like, I was surprised by how good it was. This was the proper way of bringing Sonic into 3D.
Yeah.
And the voice acting was good. It wasn't for kids shit.
Yeah, right.
I love the gameplay. I like how you went between 3D and 2D. They did it properly. They did it the way that Metroid Other M should have done it if they wanted to do like 3D into 2D.
Yeah, that's something that if you're going to do something like that, if you're going to be switching views and switching game styles, you've got to do it right. And I think actually I'm going to agree with you. I think Sonic Colors did a pretty fine job of that transition.
Yeah. I mean, it's nowhere near as good as like Sonic 2 or Sonic 3 or Sonic and Knuckles, but it's been the best 3D Sonic game.
Yeah, that's like comparing it to a 2D Sonic is it's apples and oranges.
Yeah.
It's like trying to compare like Castlevania Lords of Shadow to Symphony of the Night.
Yeah. You
just can't. They're two different games.
Correct.
Despite the fact that they're part of the same franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Now, how about WiiWare titles? Did you ever play any of those this year?
My poor Wii just doesn't get much use. I'm positive. I haven't bought a single WiiWare title, though my roommate Chris and fellow Gamer Reaction guy did buy a few that I saw him play. I know he played some of Rocket Knight Adventures,
mm-hmm.
And Final Fantasy IV The After Years,
yeah.
which I've heard very good things about.
Yeah.
But I haven't played them myself. Much to my shame.
One that I just got was one game that they were showing off at PAX East, Frobot.
Yes! How is it? I haven't played it.
It's great. It's short, but it's a great game.
Well, I figure most...
How much was it on WiiWare?
1,000 points.
Okay. I don't know what the exchange is.
It's,
is that 10 bucks?
So that's $10.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it's not stupid and weird like MS points where like 80 points is a dollar.
Yeah, I can never understand why they did that system.
Oh, I know why they did it, and it pisses me off. It's so that you have to buy more points, and then you're left with an awkward amount, And so, well, I can't use 60 points for anything. I better buy 500 more, yeah, you know, or whatever. And just, it's brilliant on their end, and there's no end to the frustration on mine.
Right.
But, so I appreciate it from Nintendo and Sony for not doing weird numbers.
Although Sony does add tax, and I hate it when they do that.
Yeah, well, Microsoft does too. When you buy points, if you buy, you know, say 1,600 points, it's not going to cost you $19.99. It's going to cost you $19.99 plus tax.
Yeah.
And that's obnoxious.
I know. Diana, what about for you for favorite Nintendo games?
I honestly don't have a Wii, man. Yeah, I don't own one.
Okay.
So, well, when I'm in this conversation, I'm kind of out. And my DS, I've kind of been in between moving, so my DS is in storage.
Oh.
There are a lot of these games that I've been wanting to hit up, you know, lately.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'm out of the conversation too.
Oh, it's all right. Well, I mean, well, when it comes to Nintendo, I'm out of the conversation. Let's talk about other.
Well, see, I just don't play video games.
Oh, you don't?
I don't have time.
A sports game?
Hmm?
Not even sports games?
No, I just don't have the time for the video games. Between, you know, playing sports and work and everything.
Yeah, he plays real sports. Just like I, instead of playing Castlevania, I actually go out and slay vampires and monsters.
Okay.
It's better to do the real thing.
Right. So you're Buffy?
yes.
I bet you don't look that good in leather pants, though.
You haven't seen me.
I'm assuming.
You should see this ass in leather pants.
The duck wants to see first.
No.
Maybe not.
All right, well, we were starting to talk about Xbox. What about some Xbox titles that you think were just all-out stellar?
Hey, now you're talking our language.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with Limbo.
Whoa, wait. Are we going straight to arcade, or are we talking about retail releases?
What are we going?
We can do retail, then arcade.
Yeah, let's slow down with the arcade games.
My bad. Go for it.
Jeepers.
I think one of my favorites, I know it came out for PS3, but the better version came out on the Xbox. Bayonetta.
Really? Bayonetta?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I had a hard time with that one. I actually put it down.
I recommend actually putting it on easy mode first before going into regular mode, because you have an easier time of playing it on the easy mode, hence it's why it's called easy mode. But when you're on medium mode, it's just like it skyrockets in difficulty.
Oh, no. I didn't have a hard time as in I couldn't keep up. Oh. I had a hard time getting into it.
Oh.
I started playing it. I have it. And I started playing it, and I was like, this is really cheesy, and the action is just like everything else I've ever played, except a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she's definitely like, you know, she's definitely got style. You know, the guns and the shoes is so over the top that I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's so many games like that I've just been burned out on, on you know, these really fast-paced, stylistic slasher games.
Hey, guys, be right back for a second.
I played too many of them. And by the time I got to Bayonetta, I was like, this is not, it's not a sequel that I'm looking forward to. It's not from a franchise that I like a lot. So I had a real hard time getting into it. Even though, like, everybody on the planet was like, dude, this game is so awesome. I was underwhelmed.
All right. Well, okay. Well, how about we talk about Black Ops?
I feel like I just shit on your bed.
Yeah, you like, kind of did. It now smells. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
But I enjoyed it. I like the storyline in Bayonetta, and I'm hoping for another one to come out.
Right on. Well, to be fair, I did not get that far into it, so who knows? It may have gotten a lot better. I just didn't give it a chance. Yeah, I didn't give it a chance. Mm-hmm. I've got a rather massive backlog of games, and there's so many games to play that if it doesn't get me in the first hour or two, I just don't have the time.
And I'm in that same boat too, man. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And then there's games that are over in the first hour or two, like Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2.
Yeah. I was so disappointed with that.
That game was over in a day. What a waste of $60.
I know.
What about Black Ops?
Black Ops has, I've mentioned on my podcast already, it has my favorite shortened name, Cod Blops. Have you guys heard that? It's because it's the COD:BL Ops, and it's Cod Blops. Sounds funny.
Cod Blops.
That actually sounds like you're playing Cod Blops right now.
It does. I'm sorry with the fucking jackhammer in the background. It's killing me. Sorry,
it's okay.
Guys. Actually, Cod Blops just came into our home. Chris got it for Christmas. We're not real big shooter fans over here. Least of all military shooters, so they don't get a whole lot of play. But
Anvil seems a little offended by that.
Oh no! Don't be offended, Anvil. Don't be offended. It's okay. We're all friends. I think the big reason we don't get really into them is because we're not competitive. So we don't play online.
You're not competitive. And that's like, what?
Not only does he not play sports, but he has no motivation.
Well, Alex, I think we need to take your man card away. Give us back your man card.
Whoa.
That's right. I'm calling your man card into, question.
I just got that thing renewed. I am not giving it away.
I might have to come to New York and take it. Look, and I'll wear my Red Sox gear and drive through the Bronx on the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we'll see if you actually make it to my house.
Hey, my guns are bigger than theirs.
But yeah, the thing is, I don't know. I don't enjoy... Here, I'll give you the brief history of why I stopped playing online, and it goes back to Halo 2.
You cannot compare these games to Halo.
Well, I'm not comparing games. I'm comparing online experience. And this is why I don't play them online. I can't handle getting not only destroyed by a 12-year-old, but then being called really disparaging names and getting teabagged by a 12-year-old in Texas. Fuck that. I'm a man.
Understandable.
And
it's the foreign kids too that are the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Me and my buddies, we played an online game against a group from Germany, and we murdered them. We're like, yeah, World War II all over again.
One kid is
like, man, there's a sniper, and I walk up and put two in the back of his head. I'm like, yeah, I didn't see that coming. I really talked a lot of crap to those kids. But on Black Ops, I'm proud to say when I played the game in, regular story mode.
Yeah.
I beat in 3 hours and 47 minutes.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I was kind of proud of myself.
Yeah, but the single player campaign is usually like really quick. Those games are made for multiplayer online.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but I know a lot of people that took them 4 or 5 days to get past the story mode.
Well, some people take the time, or they're just not as good.
I was just really aggravated that weekend, so maybe that could have been what it was.
Your skills were heightened.
Hey, it's like. Must kill. I hate everybody. No.
I'm kind of the same way, I don't like playing online because of, it happened to me for Dead or Alive, specifically with the fighting game, playing 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds who are assholes and just, like, cheese all the time. Like, really turned me off, and
the ones with the modded controllers.
Yeah, the modded controllers, or like the ones that make the matches, and for some reason they only fight beginners, and like create these matches, and just
well, so that, like, I think there are things in place now. Like, matchmaking has been improved vastly.
Yeah, I know, but that's my example of why I don't like to play online.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Alex's defense, I am actually that kind of person that once I kill you, I kind of insult you a little bit.
Really?
Right. And that's fine. That works out for a lot of people. I can't take it. So.
But I mean, I'm 24. It's not like you're being made fun of by a 12-year-old.
Yeah, that's different.
True.
Yeah. It's when you hear, like, a small kid going, "Hey, man, you're just a stupid little faggot."
Well, see, I had one time, I'm sitting there playing, and the kid's like, "My mommy wants me to take out the trash." I'm like, "All right, tut tut, go."
Two in the back of the head, and I get your score.
Yo, I walked up to one kid one day, because he left his guy hidden in one of those glitches. Because I hate glitches. Those really annoy me. But I saw the foot sticking out of the glitch. So I walked up and put a hunk of C4 on the glitch and walked away. I'm like, well, don't. And I sat there, and when the kid came back, he's like, I'm back. How'd my guy die? I'm like, glitches are for bitches.
It's true.
I know.
But here's something about Black Ops that I thought was, I don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad. I guess it's kind of bad. But I watched a video of someone captured the, I think it's the first level when you go for Castro.
Yep.
He went through the entire level without firing a single shot until the very end.
Yeah.
That's retarded. That's a movie. I'm sorry.
That part was, it's really a setup.
What's that?
You're not really supposed to. You're doing setup for something.
Yes, you are.
I didn't. I stabbed everybody.
But this guy, no, he didn't attack anybody.
Well, then, I don't know.
Because you don't have to, because the AI does it all for you. I think that's silly.
Really?
Well, that's a lead-up point to getting into the story, though.
I don't want to watch a 10-minute short film.
Most of the game is a film.
What's that?
Most of the game was a film, explaining everything. And I actually thought the film addition to it was a really good story.
Sure, but you're actually playing it in other levels. You have to shoot people.
Yes.
I'm just saying, in the first level, you don't have to do anything except move.
I know.
And I don't like that. I thought that was silly.
Understandable.
But you got to shoot Castro in the face.
It's true.
But then you find out it really wasn't Castro, so.
Yeah, spoiler alert, it wasn't him.
Well, it's the first level, so it's not really a spoiler.
That's true. Right, but, well, yeah, so anyway, COD, not my cup of tea.
All right, so what is your cup of tea for Xbox 360, for a retail version?
For 360, now are we talking about 360 exclusives?
It could be a 360 exclusive. It could be also be on PS3, but better on the Xbox.
I'll tell you, probably the best exclusive I played was Alan Wake.
Okay. I enjoyed Alan Wake to a point.
Okay.
Like, I was on the last chapter, and I was starting to cross that bridge, that part that, where everything starts jumping out at you.
Uh-huh.
You know that, I think it's like near the beginning, and I spent 2 hours trying to get over that bridge. To kill the shadows, trying to move away from the objects that were being thrown at you. I couldn't do it. It wouldn't let me.
Oh, come on, Duck. It wasn't that hard.
It was.
I mean,
I don't know why.
I died three times. I definitely died 3 times on that bridge. But, did you ever, did you get past it? Were you able to finish?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, dude! That is unfortunate.
That is. And I was pissed because, okay, I'm almost done with this game. It's the final chapter. I think I can do this. And then get to that bridge, and it won't let me cross it.
You were getting close. You still had a little ways to go, but you were definitely getting close.
Yeah.
Well, I actually just got around to playing it. I think I just finished it like a week or so ago. And I thought it was good. There's way too much running around in the woods with a flashlight.
Yeah.
It got really repetitive.
Some of the character design too. Like when you were watching them talk, it kind of looked like they had a stroke.
It's bad. Yeah. Like the facial features do not match up with the mouths. Like, with the audio. Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's like remarkably bad.
And does he have to talk about?
Shame.
Does he have to talk about Stephen King all the time too?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, it's owed to Stephen King, the game itself.
Have you guys seen the movie In the Mouth of Madness?
No.
Okay, it's like Alan Wake the movie.
Oh.
Or rather, Alan Wake is In the Mouth of Madness the game, because that movie came out like 15 years ago.
Okay.
With Sam Neill. But it's a pretty cool movie. I recommend it. But like the whole time I was playing this game, I was like, oh my god, this is In the Mouth of Madness. Which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah,
but as far as exclusives go, I'd say probably Alan Wake was the best one I played. But It was definitely not the best game I played on the Xbox. For me, the best game I played was Red Dead Redemption.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also have another beef with Red Dead Redemption.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it's a great game. But there are just so many moments in that title where you're just roaming the desert and nothing happens.
Oh, see, I love roaming. I didn't fast travel anywhere until I was towards the end of the game, where I had to go from like the southeasternmost tip of Mexico to the northwesternmost tip of New Austin or whatever. And it's like, that's going to take me forever, and I've already seen it.
Yeah.
So I fast traveled, but most of the time, no, I loved roaming around. I loved it.
That's like the best
with it.
You got bored with it?
I got really bored with it. It was like, this isn't, I'm not really feeling into this. I just really couldn't get into seeing just all the desert lands and stuff. I really wanted to just go out and do something. And then while I'm roaming this desert, I can't do anything. Just walk, except for riding my horse.
Well, I mean, you could always have fast traveled. I mean, I know a lot of people that just didn't want to ride around. Well, it's like, once you've been there, you can just warp there.
Right.
So, I mean, there's ways to combat that.
Oh, okay.
But I thought Red Dead Redemption had a phenomenal story.
I'll give it to him for the story, definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
And did you... I don't imagine, if you weren't really into the game, I don't imagine you played the Undead Nightmare expansion?
No, I haven't yet. I really want to, though.
It's probably the best DLC I've ever played in my life.
Interesting.
It is so awesome. And yeah. It's like $10.
I heard it's like better than the game itself.
If that's what you're your cup of tea, if you love, you know, zombie games and stuff, you know, I guess I can see why some folks would love the Undead Nightmare.
True.
I wouldn't go so far as to say it's better, but it's definitely on par.
Yeah.
And if you've already, you don't have to play Red Dead Redemption in order to play Undead Nightmare. You just have to own it.
Yeah.
And
or you can buy that special thing that they just came out for Xbox and PS3, where you can just own the Undead Nightmare.
Right. Yes. And if you've already played the story mode and beaten it, then it's more rewarding to play Undead Nightmare, but you don't have to.
Yeah,
it's the whole game. The whole map is open. You go all over the place. It's not like this tiny little expansion. It's fucking huge.
Yeah,
and it's rad. It's just really like it's probably the most worthwhile for the money expansion that I've ever seen.
Okay, cool.
But
and played.
Yeah, I loved it. I couldn't put it down.
Okay, how about for Xbox Live Arcade?
That's where things get interesting.
That's where things do get interesting.
How'd Diane start that one?
I would say, I think I said it earlier, Limbo.
Yes.
I think Limbo was awesome. It's definitely a game that really stuck with me after playing it. And really got me thinking and wondering exactly what the hell I just played and where can I get some more. What else? There's also the Tomb Raider.
Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Well,
it is awesome because it's still technically out.
Yeah.
That was fun. What else? Scott Pilgrim.
Yep.
Scott Pilgrim.
I play that on the PS3, though. I have that on PS3. I don't have that for Xbox, but yeah, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. It's so great.
Mm-hmm.
But grossly missing online multiplayer.
Yes.
I think that was the intention. I think that was the type of game that you needed the four people in the same room playing at the same time.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. I want to play with people across the country, damn it.
No, I agree with Alex. I mean, I think that game, I think, could have much more appeal if you had the ability to play it in online.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what they're going for. I mean, you're trying to, you know, get people together and, you know, and play together like you did in the old days at the arcade or whatever. But come on, they brought X-Men back, and they made that online.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
And that's, like, the game that it's modeled after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, I mean, and they didn't they do that also with the Turtles game, too?
Yeah, Turtles in Time.
Yeah, Turtles in Time was online.
Doesn't that co-op, not co-op, doesn't it have online, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I really think, in my personal opinion, I really, really feel like that they should really think about, at some point, releasing some sort of a patch or expansion. They did release an expansion to that to add knives to the game, but
yeah.
I really feel like they should make that into an, like, add online to that, because I really feel like I could play that game a lot more. Yeah.
They never will. By the time they would ever get around to it, nobody will care anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is a shame.
True.
You gotta take a look at these arcade games and really look at them with a grain of salt, because they don't have longevity. It doesn't matter how good it is; it's only gonna last a short while of being like monumentally popular before it gets overshadowed by the next game.
Right.
It's just like retail, except you have more games coming out.
Yeah.
Online.
I think that's exactly what happened with my pick for favorite Xbox Live game.
Which was?
You might laugh at this, but I swear it's one probably the best Xbox Live game to come out. Snoopy Flying Ace.
Oh my god, that game is amazing!
Thank you!
That is such a good dogfighting game.
Agreed.
This was $5?
Yeah. It came out of left field. When you think Charlie Brown and video game, you can't possibly imagine a good game coming out of that. Maybe something decent, but not good. This was a video game masterpiece.
Duck is right. They did a really good job with this game. It's really fun. The controls are tight. The scenarios that you're in. They all work really well. The AI isn't retarded. Like, it's a really well-made game.
I agree. It's easy to play, great levels, great online play.
Sure.
And if you buy, like, the expansion, you get to shoot a missile with Woodstocks all over it.
Nice, I haven't seen that.
It's funny as hell. And you gotta read, like, the descriptions of each weapon. That one specifically says, These three little birdies are just waiting for you to send them to your friend to give them cupcakes.
Nice. No, that's a good pick. Definitely.
Thank you. And I don't know if you've ever played Crimson Skies, but this
was
just
going to make that comparison.
Yes, this was the sequel to Crimson Skies that we never got.
It's Crimson Skies with Snoopy.
Yes.
And that is a good thing. I still have Crimson Skies.
You still have it?
Oh yeah, I've got it. That's like one of the. I think that actually might have been the first Xbox game I got. Crimson Skies: High Road to Revenge. So I loved that game, and that was the first thing I thought playing Snoopy. I was like, "Oh shit, this is like Crimson Skies! Yay!" Yeah, that Crimson Skies is a horribly underrated game. It's really too bad.
Agreed.
But yeah, Snoopy's a fine pick. It's not what I'm gonna go with. For my favorite.
All right, what's your pick?
I'm going to blow your guys' minds. I'm going to shock you with my pick. Actually, it probably won't shock Diana because I've been talking about it a lot lately on our podcast. My favorite game is actually something I'm playing right now. It's and I'm going to have to say it twice because I don't know how it's pronounced. Ilo Milo or Ilo Milo? I think it's Ilo Milo. It's a puzzle game. And I'm not going to do a very good job describing what you do, so I recommend just checking it out, like check out the demo or something. But it's a puzzle game that feels like Little Big Planet as far as like graphics and atmosphere and stuff. I'm a sucker for cute things.
I'll admit that as well.
I'm tightly clutching my man card right now because I don't want Anvil to try and take it.
Yeah.
But I'm a sucker for something that's charming and adorable. You know what? I just changed my mind.
Really?
This game was good. This game was really good, and I'm still playing, and I love it. It's challenging. It uses different planes of not like meow, not like those planes, but I don't know how to explain it. You'll just check out the demo. It's really, really freaking good, and it's a challenging puzzle game that gets exponentially harder. But that's not my pick for Game of the Year. My pick for the Game of the Year is Costume Quest.
Oh, yeah.
Double Fine.
Yeah.
Costume Quest was so good. It was so fucking good. I loved every second of it.
And it I was worried that that would be like the sort of game that you would only play during that specific holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
But they just released Grubbins on Ice expansion.
Yeah.
Which is a... It's like a maybe... Maybe like a 3-hour expansion.
That's not bad.
It's no, it's only $5. And the... I think the main game was $15 when it came out. And then this expansion's $5. And it's about... It's about a third the size of the regular game. So, I mean, it makes sense financially. But Costume Quest was just such a charming journey back to when we were kids.
Yeah.
The childlike imagination, they nailed it. And, you know, I love everything that Double Fine does. I'm a massive fan of Tim Schafer. And now a huge fan of Tasha Harris, is it? Fuck. Oh, God, now I'm embarrassed. I can't remember her last name. But it was her project. This was her baby, Costume Quest.
Mm. And, so you're thinking that we're going to see a lot more of this person.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I just finished Grubbins on Ice, which was, again, really awesome. It adds 3 new costumes and takes place in the world of the monsters that you had been fighting in the first one.
Yeah.
And... spoiler alert, everybody, at the end of Grubbins on Ice, it leaves it open for all these other realms, these other dimensions that the kids can go into. So they've left it open for an infinite number of sequels or expansions, which I think is great, because then you can keep playing this game year-round, I mean, for as long as it's interesting, and, you know, it's the same great quality. That's absolutely Costume Quest number one for me, Xbox Live.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a pretty good demo, and I am thinking about buying it whenever I get some more Xbox points.
You should think about it. It's a fun one. It was really... I played it, I think, like, a couple days before Halloween, so it was perfect timing there.
Yeah.
But it definitely holds up after the holidays as well.
Awesome. Well, let's move on to Sony with PlayStation 3.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk about Best of 2010 and PS3 without talking about Heavy Rain.
Good man.
Yeah.
Good man.
I was just
blown
away by, first off, the storytelling, the character development. Controls were on and off. There was sometimes I was having a little issue with doing everything all at once, but the storyline made it all worth it. And there were just so many twists and turns, and not to spoil anything, because that huge spoiler near the end about the Origami Killer.
Yeah.
Just, they made jaw drop more than any movie I saw this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that's something that Quantic Dream has always talked about. This is the way they described Indigo Prophecy, which was their first game. And the same way they described Heavy Rain is it's not a game. It's an interactive film.
Yes.
And it's a perfect description. It's exactly what that is. You are helping to guide this film. And and I agree with everything you said. The controls are a little wonky at times, but the thing is, when I got frustrated with the controls, it was during scenes where my character is frustrated, or he's frazzled, or she's having a hard time, and it makes sense
that
I can't react quick enough, you know, or whatever. So I appreciated that, even when the controls were bad.
Yeah, because you were feeling what the characters were feeling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Heavy Rain was phenomenal. I loved it. I will fight people to the death to claim that's my PS3 game of the year as well.
Mine too.
Although
Uncharted 2?
See, Uncharted 2 wasn't that?
That was last year, my bad.
Yeah, that was the end of last year.
Yeah.
There's
still
definitely
close, but so far.
So far away. Yeah.
There's definitely something to be said for God of War 3.
Yeah.
I thought that was it was an excellent God of War title.
Did you ever try 3D.Game Heroes?
No, I never got to that one.
It was so great. It was a game that made fun of itself. Mm-hmm. It was like a true sequel to 8-bit Zelda in 3D.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard nothing but glowing reviews of that.
It's funny as hell.
Huh.
Too. It's a great RPG title.
I got into a discussion with somebody about PS3s and how they, it seems that PS3 does RPGs really, really well.
Yeah.
And Xbox does sort of first-person shooters really well.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Can I give honorable mention to something on Xbox? I'm sorry.
Sure,
I missed it.
Go ahead.
Because I forgot. I'm ashamed of myself for forgetting. But Mass Effect 2.
Yes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Was so fucking good. I'm a big Mass Effect fan. I know me and Chris both are just like, it's like our favorite RPG series right now. They just do such a phenomenal job at everything in that game, making streamlined improvements on, you know, from the first one. You know, the story is excellent. The acting is always great. Mm-hmm. I really think BioWare outdid themselves with that sequel, and that came out this year. I wanted to throw that out there. Wasn't my favorite of the year, but it was fucking close.
Okay.
So sorry. Anyway, doo-doo-doo-doo, back right. to Sony.
Okay. Mass Effect 2 just came out for PlayStation. The demo.
Yeah, I just downloaded that. I haven't had a chance to play it, but it just
there you
came
go.
Out.
Wonder what the differences are.
I don't know.
They got it 8 months later.
Yeah.
No, there have been some articles that say that, like, Mass Effect 2, this is how it's supposed to be played. Like, because it's technically using the PlayStation 3 engine. PlayStation 3, excuse me, the Mass Effect 3 engine. And it's the way that, like, they wanted to release Mass Effect 2, but they couldn't because it was on the Xbox. It came out at the Xbox first.
Right. Okay, Diana, what about you for favorite X for PS3 title of the year?
I'm with Alex on Heavy Rain.
All right, so 3 for 3, I guess.
Yeah. I really am with him on Heavy Rain there because, I mean, that game was just so, like, I think I remember we were talking about how, like, after every sitting of playing that game, it felt like it would get an ulcer.
Like, oh yeah, it's so stressful.
Ulcer after every yes. time sat down, it was just so stressful, and it was just like, oh my god, what do we do? Oh my god, it's just like stressing.
Kind of like how stressful that jackhammer might be to Alex right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it really is Heavy Rain for me.
Okay. Now, what about for PSN titles? Because I put Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game, for my favorite on PSN.
Castle Crashers, I would say.
Castle Crashers. Did any of you try out Space Invaders Infinity Gene?
No.
It starts out, it looks like the original Space Invaders, then it goes into more of a 3D world. It's unbelievable, and I think, and one of the best things about it, which makes it, like, one of the best downloadable titles of the year, is that it will take the music on your PS3, or if you have it on Xbox, your Xbox, and create levels out of it. And no Ooh. Two levels will be the same.
What?
So, millions of songs, millions of different levels.
Wow, that's cool.
It's the most addicting thing I do on the PlayStation 3.
You know, I never would have thought that. I never would have thought that game would have that sort of ability there.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's...
They have to go grab that, then.
I highly recommend it. It's beyond amazing. I highly recommend doing levels made up of songs from Rammstein and Slipknot and all these other really hard metal bands, because it just looks so badass.
What?
Nope. All I'm going to do is Burt Bacharach, Tony Bennett, Les Minnelli.
I was actually thinking about just testing, just for the hell of it, what it would be like to play a level with Dean Martin playing in the background.
Oh, sure. I'll throw on like some Gregorian monk chant or some shit like that.
Dude.
See what's really going on.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, something you might try is putting in the soundtrack to another game.
Yeah. Like Portal.
That might be kind of fun.
Definitely.
Be right back, guys.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And now, as far as PSN goes, I don't even know what the last game I played on there was. I know I downloaded a demo for, was it like Funky Lab Rats or something?
I hated Funky Lab Rats.
It was like, this is the lamest physics puzzle game ever.
Yeah.
The game is fucking weak sauce.
It is. It is weak sauce.
That game was awesome.
No, he
shut up, man.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Give me your man card.
When you come to my house and you take it while I'm beating your, you know, you're beating your senseless, you know?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I can only say these sort of things through the internet.
Of course.
I think he's serious. He wants to know how tall you are.
6'1".
Oh, okay.
Cool.
But I can pretty much guarantee I'm way weaker.
Well, I'm only 6'6", so...
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Did you try out two games that... that were at PAX East while we were there. Did you try out Shank and Joe Danger?
Yes, I did, both of them. I thought the style of Shank was great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought without playing co-op, I thought it got a little tired.
And it was a little bit short, too.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect? It's an arcade game that's generally not very long. I don't know. Like, I enjoyed Shank, but I wouldn't go so far as to say it was even close to one of my top games.
Yeah, agreed.
Joe Danger was exciting.
Yeah. But again, I kind of got a little bit tired of playing it after being, like, the first few worlds, because it started just repeating itself.
Yeah, it's the same shit over and over.
Yeah.
You know, but... you know, it did a pretty good job. You know, the way you can create the levels and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what's something that, and I'm sorry, this goes back to Xbox, but it's something that I feel is worth mentioning.
Okay.
Was a game that came out that was free. It was absolutely free. It was a recent release. It's called Harm's Way.
I didn't like Harm's Way. I thought it was way too glitchy.
Glitchy?
Yeah.
I didn't have glitch problems.
I had shit ton of glitch problems with that game.
Really? Like, yeah. What? Like, what was happening?
Like, I'd be driving, and for no apparent reason, I would just, the controls would stop functioning.
Really?
Really.
Oh, man. No, I didn't have any problems like that.
Mm-hmm. I did like the other free game that they had released that day. The one that's kind of like a Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. Crash Course.
I didn't get that one.
Oh, well, it's free, so...
I should probably get it then.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I just figured I'd mention it's free.
Harm's Way had a great concept, but the end result was just total shit.
See, I'm going to disagree with you, but I also didn't have any of the problems that you had, though I don't appreciate that you can't play online. Okay. But... what do you want? It's a free game.
Yeah.
You know, oh well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, did any of you guys play any PSP games this year? Because none of us did.
I didn't play anything that came out this year, but I have a PSP and I play games on it.
Oh, okay.
But no, like, the shit I'm playing is, like, Patapon 2 and the Castlevania... was it the Dracula X Chronicles or whatever... reboot of Castlevania Rondo of Blood.
Yeah.
Whatever that one is. I've been playing that, and then I play, like, I have ROMs on it. It's all homebrewed and stuff, so I play, like, Link to the Past and old school shit like that. But, no, I haven't actually bought a new PSP game since, I think, like, God of War, but that came with my PSP. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know that that counts.
Yep.
No, I don't want a PSP, so...
Okay, yeah, my PSP is mostly used for for downloaded stolen games.
Yeah, so we can skip the paperweight.
Yeah, fuck all that.
All right. Now, for All Out Game of the Year, what do you give for All Out Game of the Year on any system?
Man, you don't play PC games, do you?
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, I don't play PC games.
All right, well, then I'll make this really quick. Civilization V owns you.
Civilization V owns me?
It owns everyone. That game is the most addictive game I've ever played in my life, and I spent years playing MMOs.
You see, we had that... You went to that special screening they had at PAX East, right, about Civilization V?
Yeah.
It looked impressive, but... It just didn't draw me in because it just reminded me way too much of the previous ones. It just seemed like it was too much of a rehash.
So now I'm going to come out and say, I'll freely admit, I never played a Civilization before 5.
Oh, okay.
So when I got 5, it was all new to me. I mean, I'd seen games that were similar, and I'd seen Civilization played before, but I never played it myself. And I'll tell you, man, in one day, that game did to me what 2 years of World of Warcraft couldn't do.
Wow.
I sat down and I played for like 11 hours straight. I forgot to go to the bathroom. I forgot to eat. It was ridiculous. Like, I finished playing and I was like, oh crap, the sun's coming up and I have to take a crap. Who knows how long I've been having to do that? I don't know.
And where's my sandwich?
Yeah. You know, so it's, I think it's just phenomenally executed. Hell, I was playing it yesterday. It was like, what better way to, you know, spend Christmas than, you know, leading Genghis Khan across Asia and dominating, you know, everyone in my path.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's my quick pick for PC Game of the Year, though there were some other really good titles. That's the winner for me.
Okay.
Sorry. Well, now we can move on.
All right, for All Out Game of the Year, what do you pick?
Well, see, now you're not going to agree with me. God, it hurts to say because there's so many good contenders for it, but I'm going to throw down and say Red Dead Redemption.
All right. Okay.
I would agree with him on that as well.
Really?
I would. I really would.
All right, then.
You really would.
Duck, what do you say?
As crazy as it sounds, the one game I keep going back to playing is Snoopy Flying Ace.
Really?
I have to give that Game of the Year. As much as it makes me sound like a lunatic, I cannot stop playing Snoopy Flying Ace. It just blows me out of the water every time I turn it on.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a great pick. Yeah. I would definitely put that in my as far as arcade games go. Mm-hmm. That would be in my top 5 arcade games ever.
Thank you.
Now, when I say arcade, I mean like Xbox Live, PSN, stuff like that. I don't mean machines.
Right, yeah. I know what you meant.
Top five new arcade games. You can't count stuff that's being brought to consoles like the X-Men arcade game. That doesn't count.
True.
Oh.
That's like the best arcade game ever. But yeah, that doesn't count. As far as new stuff, that definitely my top 5 ever released.
Okay. How about you, Anvil?
Call of Duty Black Ops. Because I think that's the only game all year that I actually completed.
Nice. And you completed it in one sitting.
Yeah, in one sitting, too.
And
yeah.
I didn't even have to worry about going to the bathroom or eating or anything.
That's 4 hours.
A little bit less, but okay, yeah, we'll call it 4 hours.
What? Well, I'm rounding up. I know, it's 3 hours.
I played the game, beat it, ate, went to the bathroom, and went outside.
Wow. All
right. So, how about we make a choice? Which of these two do you think should be the final topic? Music or anime?
Music.
Music? I say music.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like we're going music.
I know more about music than anime.
Okay.
Well, let's do something we can all talk about then, yeah.
Right. Instead of me sitting here with my, you know, thumb up my ass, you know, running upstairs to watch the football game real quick.
Okay. Well,
you know, I mean, to be fair, I'm also sitting here with my thumb up my ass, but still participating.
Yeah, but the Pats game's on upstairs.
I know! What the fuck?
We're winning 31-3, the Pats are.
What?
Yeah. Awesome. Actually, I think they just scored by the yelling from upstairs. And the Jets were losing to Chicago, and the Jets need to win to make the playoffs.
Oh, no.
Just so you guys know, down in New York.
That sucks. Fuck the Bears. I want to see the Jets win.
No!
No what?
I hate the Jets.
I'm sorry.
After the way they
cheated. We're going to talk about music now.
Wait. After the way they cheated with that trip gate, no.
What?
Tripping? Yeah.
With Miami, the special teams strength and condition coach tripped one of the players from Miami, and now he's actually injured. He's on injured reserve. They formed a wall, which is illegal. There's a huge controversy.
But that's not the Jets.
He actively tripped him?
Yeah. He was actually fired.
Jets
have been fined. The team has been fined for sanctioning, and one of their guys said, well, the Patriots do it. So now the Jets are in even more trouble for accusing a team of doing something that they couldn't prove.
Ridiculous.
But that's not the Jets' fault. That's the dude's fault.
Yeah, but the team making the accusation then not being able to back it up is their own fault.
Because
they blame the Patriots. But let's get to music.
All right.
Sorry.
I'm just going to say that Artist of the Year goes to CeeLo Green.
Whoa.
Fuck You is one of the best songs to ever come out.
Yeah.
That is a very enjoyable song.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's two people that have jumped on the music scene this year that really got me. And they two different kinds of music. One's a male, one's a female. And they started off different from everybody else. They started doing collaboratives. And when they realized they had success, they did their own thing.
Okay.
For female, Nicki Minaj. And for male, Bruno Mars.
Yes. I would say yes on the Bruno Mars. Nicki Minaj?
But yeah, I picked CeeLo Green not just for the song Fuck You, but also for one, the song Pimps Don't Cry from the other guys.
I mean, CeeLo Green's good. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Artist of the Year.
And that's another song he did was with the electronica band Teddy Bears and the B-52s called Chocha the Cat.
Chocha the Cat. Yes. That's a double entendre there.
Yes.
What are the B-52s doing still playing music?
It's actually a pretty good song.
They're hard on cash.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And most of them are dead anyway.
It's one of my favorite songs of the year, to be honest.
All right, on.
I thought Fuck You was awesome. Fuck you and I, fuck you too. That's an awesome song. Let me think. You know who I think is this year was extremely annoying and wanted her to go away was Kesha.
Oh!
I do. Boo!
Yes. Boo to Kesha.
Like, when she started, she was awesome, but then she just kept on popping up with worse and worse songs. I'm like, really?
Did you ever see the picture that her ex-boyfriend released of her with something on her chest?
What?
The one with the strap on dilly dong?
No. There was her ex-boyfriend actually posted pictures of Kesha with something poured on her chest.
Oh, something poured. Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, heavens.
Yes.
What was that something?
How can I put it lightly? It's a special type of goo that...
Semen?
That's
the nicest word that I can think of.
Couldn't we have just gone classy and said she was wearing a fine pearl necklace?
I didn't think of that, dude.
That could have worked, too.
That could have worked.
You know who else I found really, really annoying this year? Was Taylor Swift.
Anvil's a huge Taylor Swift.
No, I'm not.
I thought she...
She's not annoying to me.
You don't think Taylor Swift is annoying?
No, I just said she got annoying to me.
Oh, she got annoying to me, too. I mean, it's just like, I felt like okay, the whole Kanye West thing happened to her, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden everybody was like, oh my God, Taylor Swift, you are awesome.
She's not so innocent anymore.
No, she's not. And then, like, and it seemed like every time she was live,
it was fake.
It was fake. And on top of that, like, it just sounded as if she couldn't sing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, aren't you supposed to be, like, the next generation of singing, of not singing, of a country music? Yep. And here you are, you can barely keep a tune. And it's your music. You're a singer-songwriter.
Hell, it looked like Kanye West got out of this unscathed after all that.
I know. I'm
like, no kidding. Have you heard that album?
I got it for Christmas, but I heard nothing but like 10 out of 10, 5 stars for that.
It's freaking amazing. Yeah.
It doesn't suck.
Yeah.
But you know who I think did a good job this year? Katy Perry.
Yes, Katy Perry. Yeah, I will agree with you on that.
Mrs. Russell Brand.
Yes, that too.
But one person that surprised me, who hasn't been on the music scene for a little bit and jumped out with a hit, was Nelly. You guys remember Nelly?
Yeah. I remember Nelly. What did he come out with?
Because
it must have been a blip.
Like, almost romantic rap.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually really good. If you get a chance to look it up, it's brand new. It's actually topping the charts right now, as far as I believe.
What's the name of it?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. I'll just look it up then.
Type in Nelly 2010 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've only really heard it on the radio. I haven't had a chance to actually go look it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eminem, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Eminem.
And Rihanna's collaborative was awesome.
Yeah.
Love the Way You Lie, I think.
I mean, it's not like I wasn't in love with Rihanna before.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But it's what guy isn't?
Yeah, Chris
Brown.
Chris Brown isn't. Chris Brown, for some reason, gets the urge to beat her over the head.
Well, he's still in love with her. He just loves her in a different way.
Yeah, he just loves
her. In a very sadomasochistic way.
Kind of like wanting to crush a puppy, how cute it is.
It's like Adam Sandler in Punch Drunk Love.
You're so beautiful, I just want to beat your face with a sledgehammer.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I thought was kind of cool, though? And when I say cool, I mean disgusting, was the rise of Justin Bieber.
That's it. I quit. We're done.
Yeah. Justin Bieber, guys. I mean, we have to talk about it. I mean, this was a highlight of the year.
I hope Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus hop on a plane and it crashes.
Like, yeah. He like, in the beginning of the year, everybody was like, Justin Bieber. And I'm like, who the fuck is Justin Bieber?
A lot of my lesbian friends have had it with Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Like, he kind of came out of nowhere because everybody was talking about him. I had no idea who he was. And then all of a sudden, he just exploded. And he like every single song, and then all this, and then he was in the BET Awards. He won the BET Awards.
Yeah.
You know why he exploded is because fucking Dr. Dre got his hands on him.
No, anybody Dr. Dre
he's
was
Usher's protege.
What's that?
Usher's protege.
Usher.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And where do we really trust anything from Usher?
I thought Dre produced him.
No. Dre wouldn't touch that with a 20-foot lesbian.
Well, that's why I was like, this is such a weird pairing.
Yeah.
But everything Dre touches turns to gold. So I was like, okay, well, I guess.
Truthfully, I'm praying that Justin Bieber hits puberty any day now and his voice changes.
Yeah. Baby.
Well, then he can join the big group of Nick Cave, Tom Waits, Justin Bieber.
Hey guys, I'm down here now.
Or he can just move back to Canada where he belongs.
And now there's going to be a fucking movie with Justin Bieber.
What the fuck movie is he going to be doing?
It's called Never Say Never. It's a Justin Bieber documentary.
No.
It's a Justin Bieber terrible. Story in 3D.
Absolutely terrible.
Remember when the Jonas Brothers were huge last year and then they disappeared? I'm hoping that happens to him.
Oh, it will.
I mean, Miley kind of disappeared, but now she's just becoming a drunken slut, so she's back.
Isn't that kind of what happens?
Usually,
yeah. We call it the Lindsay Lohan effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds about right.
Lindsay Lohan going back and forth to rehab. That happened in, well, it's not really music, but, you know, she did have that one song that I thought was kind of cool back in life.
That's like saying Eddie Murphy is a musician.
Oh.
Like, you have one song, it doesn't make you an artist.
Exactly, right. You know, Amy Winehouse was hanging out with Lindsay Lohan and wrote a song for her.
No way.
They're trying to make me go to rehab. Come on.
Womp.
Yeah, thanks. I was really hoping she caught on, because that was the only, you know, song that Amy Winehouse actually made that was halfway decent.
Yeah.
I'm gonna disagree.
Amy Winehouse, that album is awesome. Her album that she had, well, the only album that she had, was really great. That whole album.
Which just goes to show.
I swear, her voice was like...
She's singing between all of her gaps and all of her teeth.
That's what makes it cool, is the fact that her voice was so unique. I mean, she can't sing like that.
So unique, you couldn't understand a fucking word she was saying.
Look, every time I look at her...
British.
Think, you know, of Michael Strahan from the Giants. But his gapper is in between every teeth.
It's true, you could drive a car between them.
It looks like a freaking California highway in her mouth. Multi lanes of traffic.
But look, it just goes to show that, once again, I'm proven right that artists are better when they're on drugs.
Yes.
Yes. Look what happened with Stone Temple Pilots. I was so disappointed with that new album of theirs.
Oh, jeez.
And Weezer.
Yeah. When Scott Whelan got off Smack or whatever the hell he was on, they ceased to be awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
it's sad, but now I'm going to derail this a little bit with the music, because we've been talking mostly about hip hop and R&B and stuff that I don't tend to give a shit about.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw out something that you guys probably won't know. But for me, album of the year, because I was trying to think, I was like, well, what the hell have I listened to that came out this year? Because I listen to a lot of music that, you know, came out a year ago or 2 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever. one album that really kind of blew me away was This Is Happening by LCD Sound System.
I know of them.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic album. I just discovered them this summer. I think it was like, I don't know, maybe a few weeks after the album came out, somebody mentioned it to me. Someone pointed it out, and I said, oh, I'll give it a listen. And I just thought it was phenomenal. They're very talented, but this album was just a really, really good disc.
Yeah.
So that's my pick for album of the year.
All right. My pick has to be Apocalyptica's Seventh Symphony. I'm not sure if you've ever listened to these guys. They're a metal band, but they play with cellos instead of guitars.
Really?
That
doesn't sound metal at all.
Believe me, it's probably one of the most amazing sounds you'll ever hear.
All right, fine, I'll get it.
Yeah.
You really had to twist my arm there.
I was just... It's heavy tracks, but with the string instruments, there's like a beauty to what you're listening to. And they got to work with like a lot of great people on this album, like Gavin Rossdale from Bush.
Uh-huh.
And I forget her name, but she's the lead singer from Flyleaf.
Oh, I don't know her name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Which album is it? Seventh Symphony?
Seventh Symphony.
Okay.
By Apocalyptica. They started out just as doing Metallica covers on cellos, and then they just expanded and just blew up into something completely different.
Huh. Mm. Oh, yeah. I'm looking them up online right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Covers of Pantera and Sepultura and shit?
Yep.
Wow. Right on.
They're really good. We got to interview the drummer of the band back in August.
Oh, nice.
A real thrill to be chatting with them.
Very cool.
Mm.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get that then.
You know, I'm thinking this whole year, it's the year of the Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Oh.
I do like Gaga. I will say, though, I was very disappointed with the Fame Monster.
Yeah, I don't have that album. I think I have the other her other album, the original album. The Fame, yeah. Fame Monster, but she, didn't she, like, win every single award? Like,
every MTV award, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Look, it's MTV. When was the last time they had credibility?
True.
That, I think it was somewhere in the early 90s.
Alex has got a point.
I mean, Justin Bieber wasn't even alive.
Yeah, it's like saying the fucking the Spike VGAs have any sort of clout.
Hey, I won an award from them.
Well, congratulations, but...
I got best physique.
Did you really?
No. But, that'd be creepy. Yeah.
They're a joke. Just like all of MTV is a joke now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's like the Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah.
You know, now that I remember that she wore the... that meat costume.
Yeah,
she had the meat thing, wasn't she?
Yeah, what? I couldn't eat meat for like a month after.
Yeah.
I was afraid that was on her.
Was she wearing meat?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, she had a dress made entirely of meat.
So,
beef,
all right.
Not penis.
Here's the... Well, I figured. all right, so why don't... See, what I don't understand, I'll make the same comparison to artists that I enjoy, but why can't you just be a talented musician? Like, why you gotta be a fucking weirdo for attention?
That's her shtick, though.
Okay.
Lady Gaga's shtick is that
she... I get it, but, like, it's just... I think it's retarded. It's fucking phony.
The problem is that Lady Gaga sounds like every Japanese pop artist out there, and she has to do something to get people's attention. I'm not kidding. All the stuff that she does is the same stuff that Ayumi Hamasaki, Hikaru Utada, Bonnie Pink, and all these other J-pop artists over there have done. Hell, Ayumi Hamasaki's first single was called Poker Face.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, but they're doing that in Japan. Like, J-pop isn't big in America.
It's kind of getting out of the underground.
But it's nowhere near, and probably won't ever be... anywhere near the level of American, American pop.
Right, because this is America. We only like stuff in English.
You're goddamn right.
That's right, man. That's right.
I think for Lady Gaga, that's her shtick, though. I mean, like, but the thing is that bitch can sing. She can sing.
Yeah.
She can sing and she can dance. Unlike Britney Spears and, like, these other girls that are out there, Lady Gaga also writes her music.
True.
And on top of that, she also writes other people's music. So other people who have hit singles, she's written that music, and it runs the gamut. Yeah.
And she's talented. So, like, she doesn't need to wear fucking meat dresses.
But the thing is that her shtick is that she is out there, and she is and she tries to top herself and one up herself. Eventually, you may have to wonder if that, that's just going to, like, you can't keep topping yourself. At some point, it's just going to get ridiculous. And then she's gonna try something new.
She'll show up to her next concert in a limo made of cheese.
Was she a Packers fan?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Like, I'm getting that image in my head, and I can actually see that happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And she'll be wearing her meat dress.
Yeah.
And then her boyfriend is a loaf of bread.
I just think, at some point she's gonna go back to her natural roots and just be like a normal person. Well, not normal, because what is the definition of normal? But she'll be just like a normal artist again, and then try and top herself all over again. It's just a fucking cycle.
Yeah.
But she. She's talented, because I have her album, and I listen to that shit, and, I skip some of them, but still good.
I get it. Like, I get why she does it, why she, like, has this image and this persona, and it's not like it hasn't been done before, but if you compare, like, it's like comparing her to something like Dennis Rodman or Marilyn Manson or, fucking Ozzy Osbourne or anything. They put on this stage persona. And I get that. It gets attention. It gives, people something to, remember them by, whatever. But, like, meat dress? What? Meat! I'm sorry.
About how women are pieces of meat during these awards, and they have to wear like the prettiest dresses to show themselves off. Like that. Like there was like a point to that.
Maybe she was just hungry. Nice,
great message. Like, way to go. I'm sorry. I think it's stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Anvil, what about you for favorite album of the year?
Well, this may be a little weird, but I actually like that album by the Blood Red Shoes.
Fire Like This?
Yeah. I thought it was really, really good.
I do not know that band. Or that group.
They were featured on the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, their song is Getting Boring by the Sea was on the soundtrack. It's playing during the, right before, not Sex Bomb, what's the other band? Clash of Demon Head are about to come on stage.
Oh, oh nice. Nice.
We actually sat down and we actually interviewed them, not too long ago.
Oh, cool.
And, I actually really enjoyed it. You know, we saw them live in concert, so.
Blood Red Shoes?
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
They're amazing. The drummer sings at the same time, and the female guitarist just is unbelievable. And it's only two people in the band.
No, so it's the White Stripes.
Better.
Yeah.
I wasn't me. I didn't mean they sound the same.
Right.
It's just very rare that you have a rock duo.
Well, it was a big year for them, for rock duos, because you got to also think of the Black Keys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Brothers was a great album. Howling for You, Everlasting Light.
I don't have the album. I've only heard a couple songs.
Trust me, it's another album that you should put on your must-get list.
God damn it, man. You're giving me a long list.
You should hang out with me sometime. I can give you like hundreds of artists that you need to check out.
All right.
And I'll just strap you down and make you watch sports.
I'm the man out of you. Music in the background.
Yes.
There you go. Two in one.
We'll hook you up to an iPod and hold your eyes open. We'll make you a man.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll give you back your man card soon.
No, you were not able to take it from me.
How do you know? Check your wallet. I have ninja skills.
He's actually taking it.
Son of a bitch.
See?
I could have sworn it was in there a minute ago.
My ninja skills.
So, all right, Diana, you chose your album of the year, right?
Yeah, as much as it pains me to say, I'm gonna have to say it's Lady Gaga.
Okay,
there's no shame in that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just got really awkward. Yeah. Oof.
Can I?
You don't have to justify it.
No, it's not a justification. I think it's. I'm thinking about it, and it's like, if you really want to think, she really has like pushed. I dare say pushed music a little bit further, and I don't know. And I think that she's going to be the type of person that we're going to be talking about for years to come.
I agree.
Like
I wholeheartedly
Justin
disagree.
Bieber, people are going to forget. Oh my God, we forgot about Jay-Z. Jay-Z also had a good year this year.
That's right.
Nobody forgets about Jay-Z.
Yeah. And this guy's Buck for Christmas, that decoded one, I've heard nothing but like unbelievable things about it.
Yeah.
You have to stop reading.
What was that?
I told him he has to stop reading.
Yeah,
he has like a lot of books. Parents. Makes me feel stupid sometimes.
Maybe you should start reading.
Ooh. Yeah.
I do. It's called, Biographies of Legendary Sports Figures. And I just read your man card, but it's okay.
So that, by Mankind?
Huh?
Did you just say Mankind?
No, I said I just read his man card, too.
Oh, man card. I thought you said Mankind, like the wrestler who wrote a book.
Well, he wrote a bunch of books.
Yeah.
He's a pretty talented author.
Oh.
For all the brain damage he suffered.
Yeah, really. Jesus.
I bet you he does have brain damage.
I don't think anybody's taken more blows to the head in that sport than him.
Yeah. Well, thanks for saying that sport, because, you know, I can think of a few other people that took more blows to the head than him.
Paris Hilton. I'm sure. I'm just saying, in wrestling.
Okay, yeah, Paris Hilton definitely took more blows to her head.
Hmm.
Well, she's also given more blows to heads than...
Ooh. Well, at least you caught on to what I was doing. Thank you. Somebody caught on to what I was doing.
Shazam.
I mean, come on. They put her in House of Wax and she blew a pipe.
Oh my God. Disgusting.
She has no shame.
She doesn't have any shame.
Well, no, that's her claim to fame.
Yeah. Do you know what doesn't have any shame either is, and in my personal opinion, the worst moment in all of music history?
Yeah.
Well, at least 2010.
Okay.
Is, in my personal opinion, is the We Are the World 25th anniversary.
Oh, yes.
That was painful.
That was the worst moment in music history, I feel.
That was a shit sandwich deep fried in elephant jizz.
Every bad thing. That was terrible.
Yes.
That was a terrible song for a good cause. But a terrible song.
But that makes it even worse.
Yeah. Because it's like, if that was a good song, if it was like really, really good, it was really successful, then like more money could have possibly been raised. But because it was so bad, I would just wonder if like not that many people purchased it because it was just so crappy.
I know what you mean.
I actually tried to take money from them. It was so bad. Like, you don't deserve this.
I heard when they were airing it, a bunch of people asked me to take it off life support. Just hit me. Well, the plug, sir, you're here for, you know, a cold. Kill me!
Kill me now! Please.
Are you Arnold Schwarzenegger now?
Yeah, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's not a tumor!
No.
Actually, it's
the anniversary of We Are the World for Haiti.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the world. There are people. You and me.
Actually, Mr. Schwarzenegger, I'm sorry to let you know, but it is a tumor. Now listen to We Are the World.
Oh, no. It is a tumor.
I'm cured. The song killed my tumor.
Never mind. My brain imploded.
Oh, heavens.
All right.
I think we should stick a fork into this podcast.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We've only been going for 3 days.
Yeah.
I know. It's already next Christmas.
Yep.
Oh, and I'm Jewish.
Wah, wah.
That was only at that comment, not at all Jewish people. I want to make that distinction. I did not do the sad trombone to Jewish people.
Yeah. Now if I was a real Jewish person, I might have been insulted.
Only to Anvil.
Only to Anvil.
Well, and I'd have to be a real Jewish person to, you know, be offended.
Indeed.
Okay. So, this is the part of the show where we just remind people to check our website. So, we're going to do that first. Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. And if you've got any comments, questions, or requests for things for us to talk about, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com. We are on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, and we are also on Facebook.
Okay, thank you, Auctioneer. check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI. Go over, show them some love. Also, check out, you know, Geek Aggro while you're there. And take a look at our website. We're going to be putting up new stuff for the charity event that we're planning for the North Shore Cancer Center. And hopefully we can raise some good money before the walk. So.
Yep. All right, Alex, Diana, it's your turn to plug away.
Wow, you do that a lot better than I do.
We've had practice.
So as the gentleman here mentioned when we first started the podcast, we are from Gamer Reaction, which you can check out at www.gamerreaction.tv. We've got news, reviews, articles. You can check out our podcast there and our web series, which you can also see at our YouTube channel, which is YouTube/GamerReaction, or our friends at Pixel Enemy, who also host some of our videos. Check out our weekly podcast on iTunes. Check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. blah 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 gamer reaction. We. Wait, Diana, did I miss anything?
Facebook, MySpace, Twitter.
Oh, I did all that.
Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Gamer Reaction. We are awesome. Boston Bastard Gate is awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. You guys are going to be at PAX East this year, right?
Yeah, we're going to be at PAX East.
All right. Then we got to do it again. We got to collaborate at that event, man.
Maybe, I'll have to take the trip up this time.
Yeah, we're gonna be at the Gamers Gone Wild party hosted by SFS 360.
Yes.
Oh, then I better, find something to get me in because they will never believe I'm a gamer.
No?
No.
Just put on glasses or something.
He is wearing glasses.
Well, there you go.
I'm wearing them because, my contacts, I need to go get them taken care of. Because, you can't fight with glasses on. It's not cool.
We're like a controller, or we're like a necklace made of controllers, and then you've got it.
Maybe I should just walk in with a Wiimote. Where's the game? I'm unplugged. Come on. They might believe it.
There you go. All
right. Again, thank you so much for joining us. This was a really big thrill.
It was a great time. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show.
Right. So until next time, this is King Davey Duck.
This is Anvil.
This is Diana from Gamer Reaction.
And your old buddy Alex.
Saying sign out, bitches.
We are the bastards.
Because I